Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'd always appreciate the time you guys spend with me. You know, and commenting over in the chat room. And I do appreciate, you know, again, some of your thoughts. Hey, look, I'm sure some of us agree, some of us don't agree. It doesn't really matter. But, yeah, some of the ideas that come out of it. This is what it's all about, right? It's all about exchange of ideas, getting informed so you can engage. You know, so I'd like to believe that the stuff I'm giving you, the stuff that you're learning here on the show, are things that you can use in your everyday life or use to I don't want to say sway somebody, but at least speak to somebody. You know, and get them to think maybe a little differently. I mean, I've said it over the years. Some of you don't want to hear it. I know. But I've said it over the years. I have had conversations that swayed the way I think. Opened up a new viewpoint, I guess. And seriously, so have that discussion. Look, let me tell you what. When I have a transgender mom get a hold of me, I'm very upset because she thinks that I'm against her son, daughter, whatever. And I always say the same thing to them. I say, look, you can believe what you want. We obviously, we live in the country. You can believe whatever you want about me. But here's the deal. Instead of you understanding, saying to yourself, okay, well, you know, my son or daughter would be very much happier with the opposite sex, whatever. Let me go check out CNN. Let me check out these pro-trans. No, why don't you go check out some of the anti-trans ones? I'm using their verbiage, by the way, not mine. Go check out the doctors that have done so much work on this. Check out the detransitioners. Before you make this decision to help your son or daughter, make sure you're informed from all sides, not just one, all sides of the issue. Otherwise, are you really doing the right thing by your kids? That would be my question. Are you really doing the right thing to help your son or daughter make a difference in their life? I mean, these are life-altering scenarios and situations. How many times have you, and I won't bring up anything specific, as, you know, has your son or daughter come to you and said, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that? You go, yeah, no, you're not. You're not doing that because you may not appreciate it now, but later on in life, this is what it'll do to you. You need to pay attention. When you read about the suicide rates being higher, and the gay, lesbian, transgender community, it's just not true. It's not a true number. Because when you actually talk to the people involved in this, remember, you know, people are writing stories and issues and things based on where they are in their communities, what their stature is. When you go to the actual experts, you say, look, help me out. You know, I'm trying to do the right thing here. Help me out. Go to the people that are in the trenches, the ones that are dealing with this, fighting with these situations. Ask them what's going on. Right? Ask them if they really see, really feel, really hear if these kids are truly only wanting to commit suicide because they're shunned or they're made fun of, what have you. Whatever the situation is, I don't even know. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, 5563. There's a story that hit the wire, which this is so perfect. There's a middle school student in California. He's been banned from all athletic events, and he's suspended after the eye paint he wore to a high school football game was deemed blackface. Now, if you think about this, think about the war paint that football players wear. Identified as J.A., the eighth grade student became the center of criticism after he attended the October 13 football game between La Jolla High School and Morse High School. He wore paint covering his cheeks and chin. Now, mind you, his whole face wasn't black. Wasn't his forehead, wasn't his eyeball, his eyelids. You know what I'm saying? And they took that to mean that, I mean, this kid is what? Let me see. He's in the eighth grade. He's in the eighth grade. You really think his whole goal was to be a racist? This is where the left just floors me. Nothing can be a mistake unless it's on their side of the aisle. Unless it's they've done it. I went on to say, we had a great night without any trouble, the student's father said, alleging that the black security guard even suggested that apply more pain. While the boy's cheeks and parts of his chin were covered, his forehead, eyes, nose, and mouth remained untouched. Well, Maryland Middle School Principal Jeff Luna, he called the student in, called in his parents a week later, informed him that he would be facing a two-day suspension and he could not be at any kind of future sports events. I mean, seriously. Let's jump to conclusions. Jay painted his face black in a football game in an act that was an offensive comment and intent to harm. You hear that? Like, the kid thought through that this was an offensive comment. The kid thought through that there was an intent to harm. So, we'll see your host. Got a lot more coming up. Don't go far. A lot more after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no
no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Having, I hate to steal the line from Rush Limbaugh, but really, having more fun than anybody should be allowed to have. Now, I know if you listen to some other commentators and what have you, you're going to hear about Joey B. and Trump 24-7. You're going to hear about the crazies in in Congress in that 24. I don't want to do that. There's so many other stories out there that we're ignoring that we don't, you know, really know about. Like this kid that they accused of having blackface, right? And in reality, it wasn't blackface. Maybe this kid needed to be, it'd be ludicrous again. That you would think an eighth grader, the first thought from an eighth grader is that he has to be racist, he has to be this, he has to be that. Right? And, you know, and frankly, whether you like it or not, as a First Amendment, you know, it protects his kids. If he wants to put blackface on, not that I agree with it, don't get me wrong, he's got a First Amendment right to do that. You've got a First Amendment right to look at him and tell him it's hateful, depending on the reason he's doing it. See, that's where the left kind of gets it wrong. You don't win, and they do it all the time. You don't win by sticking your finger in somebody's face. It's like capitalism. They think it's so terrible. But the ones screaming the loudest about capitalism are the ones that are taking a total advantage of capitalism. I mean, Trump had a great line on stage with Hillary Clinton years ago when she was screaming about him not paying taxes. And he points right at him. He says, because you and the people in Congress put these laws together so your friends can take the same tax advantages that I take. She had no answer for that. Anyway, the hypocrisy that swirls around them like a gnat or a fly, and they don't even see it. It's irritating, but they ignore it. Craziness. Anyway, the a law firm has told the school, I mean, first of all, this black paint is used by a lot of athletes and fans all over the place, right? And referring to the blackface is wrong, not what it was at all. The firm wants the school to remove the infraction from Jay's disciplinary record, lift the ban on the attendance at future athletic events. This is wrong. The way you went about this was wrong. The student's appearance emulated the style of eye black worn by many athletes. Right, and I guess, you know, I'm not well versed in this stuff, right? I guess that they wore that black. I'm looking at something to tell me. Yeah, they wore the black to reduce the glare. Really? Can this be real? Come on, what do you guys? I guess it's real. I don't think the one who said that to me wouldn't lie to me. I'm not a sports freak or football freak, right? But they wore black under their eyes to reduce the glare. I guess it came right off their skin and into their eyeballs or whatever, right? So anyhow, so they're telling you they're sticking up for this kid. Blackface is a completely different thing. It's a different issue. It's done differently. But there's so much looking for that. Anyway, the student wore his eye paint throughout the game without incident, Tarr said. This is the attorney, adding that the actions against him stand in firm violation of the protection granted to him under the First Amendment. The seminal student speech case, Tinker versus Des Moines, the Supreme Court held the First Amendment protected public school students' right to wear black armbands to school to protect to protest Vietnam War. The court made clear school officials cannot restrict student speech based on speculative, undifferentiated fear that it will cause disruption or feeling or unpleasantries. In other words, they can't tell you that you can't exercise your free speech because it might make somebody feel bad. Here's a novel thought. You know, they don't realize how weak they're making our children. I know that sounds bad, but they really don't understand. You make your kids stronger by teaching them how to push through adversity. You don't make your kids stronger by hiding it from them. Makes me nuts all the time. You know, and again, I say to you, you look at this, and every step that we're taking is dumbing down, truly dumbing down our kids, not strengthening them up. Comments 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. These stories make me crazy. There's no evidence of the kid's background. There's no evidence of his home life. There's no evidence with him at school of him being racist in any way, shape, manner, or form. So again, instead of having a learning moment, if you would, a teachable moment, no. Let's go ahead and beat on a young kid. Right? Let's go ahead and make him feel bad for somebody who had no clues of what he was doing. Totally ridiculous. All right. We come back. This is a deserved tax. It's one of the few. Apparently now in Los Angeles, they're putting a mansion tax in place. I love it. And basically, if you own them, I'll go through the more details later on. But man, I'll tell you what, maybe if we start doing more of these kind of things, maybe more and more folks with money are going to go, hey, you know what? This don't feel good. I mean, I got it to spend, but why do I have to keep giving it to you people so you can keep blowing it? Also, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the 1,600 Jewish Harvard alumni. They're going to stop donations if the school doesn't stop anti-Semitic groups and classes, I mean, groups and events and such. And it's not even that they have to stop them. Agreeing with. How's that? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. An agreement could be in the works to keep the government open beyond week's end.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is indicating that Democrats may be open to backing the Republicans' temporary funding bill as a measure to avert a government shutdown scheduled for this Friday. The House is scheduled to consider Johnson's bill later this week. I'm John Schaefer.
Donald Trump Jr. has testified once more in the civil fraud trial involving the Trump Organization in New York. Speaking on behalf of the defense, he attributed the charges against his father to an overzealous attorney general in New York.
It doesn't feel like we're playing by the rules. We're playing by a one-sided system of justice.
The former president faces potential fines of $250 million, which could also result in restrictions on conducting business in New York. It's predicted more than 55 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more for Thanksgiving this year. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
We are back. Go see your host. That was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. I want you part of the, you know, part of the solution, really, is what it boils down to. Is it? Does it not? Anyway, you cut it. Does it not? Anyway, 855, as I said, real Joe. 855-732-5563. God, where was I? Oh, yeah. Anyway, I get excited. What do you want from me? Come on, Messina. You knew this when you walked in here. Oh, yeah, that's right. The taxes in California and the California legislature as a whole, the tax, you don't own your money. They don't care how hard you've worked or what you've done, right? The money belongs to the state. They give themselves raises and they go on great little outings and all kinds of stuff because it's not their money. It's our money. It's tax money. But now L.A.'s got even better. This is great. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. And I am not rich by any stretch of the imagination. I'm probably more like the average person. And, yeah, financially, that is. I have no problems with people having money. None. As long as they worked hard for it, they got it. And even if they got it from daddy and mommy, you know, inherited it, and they're still moving forward and doing, I mean, they deserve the money. It's their money. So, apparently in L.A., in Los Angeles now, there's a fairly new mansion tax, which I think is hilarious. Now, the high-end real estate industry is they're miffed. Because if you really think about this, an owner of a $26 million mansion, about 13,000, can you imagine that? I mean, it is hard to keep a 4,000 or 5,000 square foot home clean. At 13,000, but I suppose if you get that kind of money, you got the money to have a maid keep it clean 24/7, you know what I'm saying? Now, if they sell that home in, are you ready for this? If they sell that home in Los Angeles, they have to pay an extra $1.4 $1 million of taxes under the new tax law. Yeah, let that sink in. Now, again, I don't feel bad. They probably have the money. It's not a big deal. But you got a $26 million mansion, and you got to pay $1.4 million to what? To poop in the streets? Right? I mean, to not be able to get a parking space in downtown L.A.? To watching them just urinate your money away? Really? So, and that tax is levied on every home sold on for more than $5 million. Right? And that tax jumps to 5.5 to 5, and a 5.5% tax on those homes sold over $10 million. Right? And they made changes to it. So the original law was 4% across the board. You have agents popping them down. I don't feel bad for them. When they remember something. They're getting big bucks, too, to show these homes. They're getting big bucks also to sell these homes. Anyway. I mean, if you think about it, the new tax, it defies logic. They make money off the sale. The state does, the city does, the county does, whatever. Right? And then they're making money when the next person moves in. See, they just tax everything, people. They want a mileage tax. They want a gas tax. They want a breath tax. They want an exit tax. This is nuts. Our founding fathers would be just, they'd be redying right now. Right? I mean, can you imagine sitting down with your client going, hey, that is a great price for the house. If we drop it this, we get more. And by the way, you're going to have to pay $1.4 million when you sell it, just for no reason in particular. Now, the city has come back and basically said, hey, look, you couldn't get this kind of money unless you were in Los Angeles. Yeah, right. Whatever. The high-end realtors worry about their sales. You know, some housing advocates are celebrating the new tax, right? Just 60% of Californians can afford to purchase a single-family home at a statewide median price of more than $840,000 for a home in California. Wow. Right? You need a minimum income of about $200,000, but why would they celebrate that? Why would they celebrate the fact that somebody else is paying higher taxes to sell a house that they probably worked for, did all kinds of things for? Right? And they try to chalk it up because most people are ignorant to these things. That they're going to use the money to help homelessness. How? How are you going to do that? I love it. I like the carbon tax. That's always a fun one to be doing. What does that do? The scrub the air? How are you scrubbing the air? Where does the money go? Right? I find it all amazing. Even some of the law's biggest proponents say it has a key flaw. Critics say that the tax is likely to de-incentivize the development of multifamily buildings. Yeah, those, by the way, I didn't read, I took a quick read of it during the break. I didn't read anywhere where it is just single-family residents. Right? It's more than just single-family residents. A small apartment building, apartment buildings, that kind of stuff. Two family homes, whatever. God bless. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. All right. More than about 1,600 Jewish Harvard alumni are threatening to pull their money, threatening to pull their donations. No more. And Harvard's got, you know, the biggest war chest there is. And their alum, you know, forever, these people had thought, well, you know, these are just college kids. They're just voicing their opinion. They'll change when they get out of school. Now they're looking to go, wait a minute, there's something wrong here. So these people put a letter together and said, look, basically, if you don't start handling that anti-Semitism on campus, they're going to pause donations to the university. It needs to do more to address the issue. Now, there was an open letter to President Claudine Gay and Dean of Harvard College, Rakesh Khurana. It's continued to rack up signatures from members of the Harvard College Jewish Alumni Association. They're calling on the university to protect the students from anti-Semitic abuse. What you'll hear all about is Islamophobia, but you never hear about anti-Semitism. Well, you hear about it, but not that they're doing anything about it. The letter comes amid a wave of criticism directed at U.S. colleges. These colleges are not handling anti-Semitism in a good way. It's not right, anyhow. The Palestinian militant group Hamas weren't even condemned by most of these colleges after the October 7th attacks. We thought that at Harvard University we would have to argue the point that terrorism against civilians demands immediate and unequivocal condemnation. We never thought we'd have to argue for recognition. I get it. Craziness. We never thought at Harvard University we would have to argue the point. Right? These are educated people. Educated professors. Does that make them smarter? Well, they seem to think they're smarter than us all the time. My dad used to call them, book smart, street stupid. Now, the group is formed after the Hamas attacks condemned the university's initial lack of response. And they say it seems to convey the implicit approval of a silent administration. You know, the letter was signed by, 30 student groups. They claim that Israel is entirely responsible for the violent Harvard precedent. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The group suggests staff and students undergo training on anti-Semitism. I agree. There's so much going on out there. And when you see these students in the streets, when you see the interviews that are being done, they don't get it. They don't know. They don't understand. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary healthcare procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
This is your host, always, really, I just appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Not that hard to do, you know? God, I got some crazies for you. The one I'm sure you won't even, you won't even be shocked by, if you would. I mean, seriously. We probably all knew or think or thought, you know, stuff like this is going to happen. Do you know that the Biden administration is considering giving Iran access to another $10 billion? Like there hasn't been enough damage done already? Right? We want to pull money back from them to begin with. The Biden administration is reportedly considering doubling down on the this idea by giving Iran access to billions more. And what do they think is going to happen? They think it's going to make them happy? So, you know, the State Department is reportedly considering issuing a waiver to Iran that would allow access to another $10 billion worth of previously frozen cash. That money's being held in Iraq right now. The alarming development comes after the Biden administration, in the days before Iran-backed Hamas terrorists launched their October 7th slaughter of Israelis, they unfroze billions of dollars for Iran. You know, and along with it, we got a questionable prisoner swap. I mean, you got to believe that these people could care less about this country. They've always hated the military. They've always hated the police. We have read stories from retired Secret Service agents that the nastiest people in the White House when it comes to parties / presidents are the Democrats. Clinton, Obama. Well, Hillary Clinton was terrible. Billy Bob Clinton loved to have a beer or two with these guys. But she hated them. She didn't want to see them. She wanted them out of sight. Right? And you're thinking Billy Bob wouldn't want him in sight, too, because of his shenanigans, right? Anyway, I mean, it's, again, just amazing to me. Now, the administration may approve a sanction waiver that allow Iran to have access to another $10 billion in previously frozen funds. And again, if they think anything's going to stop, that this is going to kill the them killing Israelis, they're out of their minds. Now, the waiver would extend the multi-billion-dollar sanction relief first issued in July. It expires tomorrow. It will allow Iraq to transfer frozen electricity payments into Iran-owned bank accounts in Europe. Now, the waiver renewed its concerns that the Biden administration is maintaining financial avenues for Tehran to have money to keep the terrorist attacks going on. Do they care? I mean, come on. This is madness. This proves a man doesn't have the ability to run the country. I mean, seriously, if they attack us after they get to $10 billion, and you can tie that to Iran, what then? What do we do then? Do we have a say? Do we not have a say? God, these guys are sick. Very, very sick people. Oh. And this one's even better. I'm sorry, but it is. Massachusetts town, this is my home state. Remember these guys? This is the area where it all happened. Patriotism. The whole nine yards. And the town's a little off to begin with, but whatever. The town of North Andover, Massachusetts, they voted to allow a flag of Palestine to be flown over their town common. Now, according to a local radio station there, they voted for Biden by 61%. Shocked? Right? This is an overt political act. This is virtual signaling. Not everyone in the town was on board with this idea. You know? And the request for a permit to raise a Palestinian flag or on the North Andover Town Common was approved on Monday. The flag will be put up till December 7th. Ooh. The meeting had previously been rescheduled due to the threats of litigation as well as public safety. A lot of tension, a lot of opposition. You know, I can't even pronounce the name. Salma Bulai, who attended the meeting, said if Israel gets their flag to fly in the North Andover Common, then Palestinians deserve that same right. And I don't think Israelis, though, did they just attack Palestine? Oh, that's right, there was no Palestine, never mind. There was a large police presence at the meeting, obviously. North Andover town manager Melissa Rodriguez, she said the application for flying the Palestinian flag was submitted on October 16th, right? This is hours, just hours before the town updated its flag policy. I wonder how they knew. Now, the prior flag policy specifically allowed a town resident to submit an application to fly the flag, right? And I don't know. You know, you look at this stuff. Do we believe in freedom of speech? Do we believe in the freedom of expression? You know, when our founding fathers allowed the British flag to be, what's it called, the Union Jack to be flown? I don't think so. No, I really don't. I don't think they would have. Well, at least they would have pushed back a little bit anyhow. Well, let's talk about the past. I know I'm gonna get a ration of garbage for this, but I'm going to do it anyway. Last week, it was reported that Homer would no longer strangle Bart Simpson on the air. He's going to wait till they go to commercial. Because, you know, times have changed. Now, the co-creator of the show has gone on record saying, wait a minute, that's not true. The stranglings will continue. Now, he actually said nothing is changing. You know, I mean, when you think about, I don't know why these people get crazy about it. It's a cartoon, for God's sakes. I hope your kids aren't watching it. Yeah, Homer will continue to get aggressive with his son. But that kid never gets older, huh? I've never watched the full Simpsons show. I've seen bits and pieces of it, but there's nothing about it that I get excited for. You know, I got to check that show out. Even when I'm sitting here doing brain dead stuff, not interested. Right? Anyway. Come on, people. Laugh a little bit. And again, I don't know. I don't watch the show, so I don't know how violent it is or is not. New York Governor Kathy Holcomb, she's announcing new surveillance efforts to monitor hate speech on social media. Anybody see anything, any problems with this? Right? It's just amazing. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Okay, the less violent, more tolerant left speaks again. Democrat Senator Chris Coons, he threatened to toss a confrontational left-wing blogger off the train. U.S. weapons are killing kids in Gaza. This is Aaron Mate, the blogger for the Gray Zone. Look at Coons and said, you know, who are you? Coons asked. My name is Aaron Matt. I'm a journalist. Well, nice to meet you, Aaron. Please stop talking to me now. Wish I could do that, get away with it. Not going to happen. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, God bless. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Let your friends, your loved ones, let your unloved ones know, you know, truly about what's going on, how they can get informed, how they can engage. You know, we need you to engage, and like I just said, don't engage like they do. Right? You heard this. I mean, yelling obscenities, being nasty, whatever. Yeah, don't do that. It doesn't get you anywhere. It's a total waste of time. Right? Make sure whatever you say, that's why I said, I always get you information I think you can step out on, I think you can work with. So, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563, write it down. Or, you know what, the best thing to do, go up on your Apple or your Google, and you know, pull down the part. We've got an app. We've got an online app. This is brainless stuff. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.